Are there no new stories? Are there no new stories? So what does Steven Spielberg's Shark Fest of Jaws have in common with the old English epic Beowulf? And what do those two stories have in common with High Noon, The Guns of Navarone, and most any James Bond movie? What links David Copperfield, Jane Eyre, and the legend of King Arthur together with the fairy tale The Ugly Duckling? What storyline resurfaces in such desperate works as The Great Quest, like Raiders of the Lost Ark, The Lord of the Rings, and Richard Adams' bumptious bunny tail, Watership Down? What could Peter Rabbit, Scarlett O'Hara, and Alice from Wonderland possibly have in common? Or Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Silas Marner, and Scrooge? You're probably wondering, where is all this going? Have I confused you enough? Well, these aren't trick ACT questions or annoying Trivial Pursuit queries. These questions lie at the heart of the thesis that the critic Christopher Booker sets out in his gargantuan new book, The Seven Basic Plots. Mr. Booker claims that everything ever written boils down to seven basic plots in the whole world. Plots that are recycled again and again in novels, movies, plays, and operas. The seven plots he lists in his book are these: overcoming the monster, rags to riches, the quest, voyage and return, rebirth, comedy and tragedy. On this solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, several of these plots are reflected in today's scriptures. And I want to focus on the plot structure Booker labels rags to riches. This kind of story, like Cinderella, Jane Eyre, and Slumdog Millionaire, starts with the hero at the very bottom of the social hierarchy. Often the central character is kept in that lowly position by some kind of wicked oppressor, like a mean step-parent or cruel older siblings. The protagonist, of course, overcomes the obstacles, and there is a dramatic reversal. Often the hero or heroine endures a kind of identity crisis. He or she has to decide what kind of person to become. In other words, worldly success, fame, money, or status is not the true measure of the hero's worth, but courage, wisdom, and ironically, humility are more valuable in the end than riches. We see shades of the plot overcoming the monster in the reading from the book of Revelation. The woman represents God's faithful people, the church, and Mary, about to give birth to the Messiah. The dragon, the monster, represents all that is opposed to God's plan. The powers of the dragon are still a constant threat to us today as disciples of the Lord. The dragon of selfishness, tempting us to neglect the needs of our most vulnerable brothers and sisters. The dragon of despair overwhelms many believers as they struggle with addictions and life-threatening violence, terrorism, and crime. Disrespect for life is rampant in our land today. Abortion, murder, and suicide are its symptoms. So what dragon, what monster is ready to devour you in your life? Besides the rags-to-riches plot, we see shades of a couple of other plots, the quest and rebirth. In Mary's famous prayer in today's gospel, in the Magnificat, Mary praises how God has taken her, his lowly handmaid, and made her the instrument of God's plan in a great reversal of her lowliness and that of the world. And then through a son, a rebirth when he begins his mission. God will topple the high and the mighty, and the lowly will be raised up. During her visit with her cousin Elizabeth, Mary may not understand at this point exactly how this applies to her. Her exalted status comes later and does not replace her humility. She remains servant, handmaid, throughout this rags-to-riches plot. Mary's canticle of praise to God reads as a manifesto on justice. So how are you being called to serve God, the God of Mary, who fills the hungry and lifts up the lowly? Through Mary, God chose to bring hope and eternal life to the world through faith in Jesus, her son. The Feast of the Assumption focuses appropriately on Mary's exaltation. But today's gospel reminds us that this rags-to-riches story is more about Mary's courageous and humble struggle to accept God's will in her life. And so now we move to be fed at the table of the Lord so that we can be strengthened to conquer and overcome the many dragons that seek to destroy the gospel and life.